Pinst Organics.
Mitt Romney comes out swinging while Herman Cain needs time to assess the damage and decide whether or not he's going to continue to try to grab that presidential ticket on the Republican side of things. Gee, what do you think he's going to decide? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Still hope you're kicking some of that tryptophan out of the system. I'm telling you, here we are a couple of days into the new week, and everybody I encounter just seems like somebody out of Fringe, that television show, where they're kind of mesmerized by something that's going on, or maybe one of the characters from a Stephen King novel. Maybe we just had too much to eat collectively. I don't know. But a lot of people seem to be out of it. The good news is, as you get up to hump day, you come out on the other side, a couple of days left, and you might have a day or two off. That's the good news. No days off for Congress until the 20th, and then they get a whole bunch of days off once again. And there are a lot of things that have to be decided upon, budgetary things, including the military, some big numbers for the military. And if not, it'll just drag on. And, of course, the post office is freaking out because they need their money. They're in a bad situation, obviously, as the government took some money from one pot to put it into another pot. And now their pensions are in trouble. And, of course, the U.S. Postal Service in general, they're waiting for the axe to just swing and slice them off, even though there has been this promise of payment and then that won't happen. Guarantee you a year from now, I don't think we're going to have Saturday service. How much you want to bet you're not going to be walking to that mailbox on Saturday to go and get the bills or whatever else direct mail is left out there that you get in the mailbox? I don't think so. I think it's really that bad that they have been just bled dry and the numbers are staggering for them. So it is ultimately about numbers, isn't it? It's about unemployment, whether or not that's going to be extended so there's more money there. What's going to happen when it comes to the deficit and the axe that will swing the trigger because the super committee didn't come up with other ways to cut money out of the budget? The payroll tax, what's going to happen there? Is that extended? Or does middle America have to pay $600, $700, $800 more? Or will they feel that their paychecks anyway, I shouldn't say pay more, their paychecks are that much lighter going into 2012? Nothing but questions, and the answers can only be had from our legislative branch unless they decide to just punt. But there's some things that they can't punt on ultimately. Here's another big story right from the top we're talking about. The sexual abuse scandals with Penn State and Syracuse. The latest with the ex-Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky is all of the alleged victims identified in this, in the charges against Sandusky are expected to testify next month now in open court. That's a big thing. Was it going to be in the open? Most likely that was what was going to happen, but now it's just official. So they're going to do it in open court. You can bet that all of the testimony will make headlines. I'm certain of it. I mean, this is going to go on for a while. In fact, one of the attorneys that represents what they're calling victim number one says there's little doubt about the testimony in ordinary course of things when it comes to the courts and the child abuser or molester, it would be expected that all victims would testify. But the fact that it's open, because remember, he's accused of sexually abusing 8 young boys over 15 years. So these are young men now. And the charity, The Second Mile, was how he trapped his victims because they were at-risk kids that were supposedly being helped by The Second Mile. Wow. And even in the grand jury reports, in the notes, there two of the victims haven't been identified despite the accounts, the eyewitness accounts. So six will take the stand. That starts, there's a hearing that's set for December 13th. And like I said, I think that there's going to be more salacious, terrible, awful things that come out of this. And hopefully it leads to some kind of reform on some of these college campuses, at least in reporting and how are things reported? Because you got to, for goodness sake, you got to protect these kids, especially when you're talking about young kids. It doesn't matter, college kids, whatever, because they were a little bit older when it comes to Bernie Fine, the assistant coach for Syracuse. And now that the Pandora's box is open, you know how that is. Who knows what next school will say that some coach has abused or molested some other kids. I mean, let's hope that this is it for this year, because certainly I'm not wishing that we hear that, but because it would be nice to close the door on it. But I have a feeling that there's probably much more to come. And as I said, one of the things that's being wrestled with that's big is this payroll tax cut. As we shift back from Penn State and Sandusky and the testimony that's going to come from the alleged, you know, victims, we could be victims of the payroll tax extension. I think a lot of people don't understand what does that mean. And what it means is, as I said, $600, $700, $800 lighter probably in some of your paychecks. And this tug of war is pretty nasty stuff. You have Mitch McConnell who's saying that the extension should only apply to individuals. That's it. But the problem is that the Democrats are saying, well, you can't, well, let's not put this on the people that are making less than a million. Let's put a surtax on the millionaires. But the Republicans are saying, well, we got to come up with something else, some other way to attack this or some other fee, because you can't do that. You can't put a tax on them to pay for this. And especially when we're talking about, you know, either we're in a recession or we're, how does that impact job creation? Because then what are they going to do? What are they going to turn around and do? So most families as a whole are looking at anywhere from $800 to $1,000, what we would say is a tax increase, or the fact that that's what your paycheck would be. It would be that much lighter. And listen, they're going to decide that this week. The White House is saying that the payroll tax so far has contributed up to 1% of the gross domestic product, the growth anyway. And flat out they're saying that, you know, had this economic argument going back and forth in trying to stimulate growth, there's no doubt that this stimulates growth, that the employer share of the payroll tax for newly hired workers would be eliminated entirely for the first 50 million of the payroll in 2012. So in addition, it cuts the employer share of the payroll tax in half. And for most U.S. businesses, that would help them. So why wouldn't they extend this? Why don't they do it? The cut is currently at 4.2% from 6.2%. Go figure. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, we're going inside the Beltway for a conversation with Bill Galston, a No Labels co-founder and senior fellow at the Brookings Institute. We're going to talk about what's the problem in Washington. How do we solve the gridlock? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again for my friends at Midas Resources. These are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. And tell them Jason sent you.
More than 90% of Americans are simply unprepared for even the most likely emergencies. Even common occurrences like snowstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, or simple power outages can make it difficult for you to simply feed your family. To help you become prepared for any emergency situation, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared a free report entitled The Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, How to Ensure Your Family is Protected and Nourished in Times of Emergency. In addition to this incredible free report, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared 11 family protection videos that you can watch for free at our website, ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's right. You can keep your family informed and prepared for any emergency by simply visiting ReadyReserveFoods.com and watching our 11 family protection videos and downloading the Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, all for free. Visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's ReadyReserveFoods.com. ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We are so tired of everything that's happening in Washington, and we say it each and every show. I have mentioned many times the reason that I started America Tonight, because I was doing sports and I was doing other news shows and whatnot, is because of the frustration over the lack of action coming out of D.C. when it came to all of us, the regular people, the people that are outside of the Beltway. Bill Galston joins us now. He's with No Labels. In fact, he's one of the co-founders, and he's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute. Bill, thanks for coming on ATN.
My pleasure.
So you know the issues, taxes, what's going to happen with health care now again with the challenges of the Supreme Court, Medicare, Medicaid, all that. But let's start with the taxes and what's happened now with Grover Norquist especially, and how so many lawmakers have their feet held to the fire for signing the No New Taxes pledge. What's No Labels take on all of that?
Well, our take on it is very simple. You know, the only pledge you should take is your oath of office, and that the whole point of sending representatives to Washington, you know, is to have them deliberate, argue with people from other states and other districts, and learn from each other, get new information, and come up with policy that actually works. And you can't do that if people are locked into rigid positions before they ever set foot inside the Beltway.
Yeah, I agree with you. With this gridlock that we're seeing, you've been in Washington for a while now. Is this the
30
worst?
30 years.
I knew it. Is this the worst in the three decades that you've ever seen?
Oh, I can go farther than that. This is the worst it's been for more than 100 years.
Wow. So how do we break the spell that's somehow overtaking our representatives?
Well, I think many Americans believe that these are sort of bad people or people who get corrupted, as soon as they get off the plane and get to the Capitol. I don't believe that. I think what we have is a bunch of good people trapped in a very bad system. What that tells me is that we need to change the system. And that's why an organization I've been working with, No Labels, which is made up of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents who are sick of this gridlock, is going to be coming out with a major congressional reform agenda on December 13th. And a bunch of current and former elected officials are going to be standing up with us. The reason we're doing that is that of all of the branches of government at any level of government, the Congress of the United States is the most clearly broken branch of all. And by no coincidence, it's the least popular with the American people. It had an approval rate of 9% in the latest CBS New York Times survey. Senator McCain said that pretty much reduces it to friends, family, and staff members. That sounds right to me. So Congress is the obvious place to begin. That's where we're going to begin. But we need a broader reform of the political system and of the electoral system so that independents and other people in the middle who are now, largely excluded from important parts of the political process, like primaries, for example, will be included and will perhaps help to narrow the gulf between the two political parties.
Yeah, well said. What do you think with the primaries? You just open up the door to everyone?
Well, I'm going to be watching this great California experiment with you know, eager, indeed rapt attention. The idea that the two top finishers in a nonpartisan primary should run against each other in the general election, fascinating. And the fact that all Californians can participate in that process of winnowing down the field, I think is all to the good. And there are a number of other electoral experiments that seem promising. San Francisco has a voting system that asks voters to rank order candidates. And that means that being a voter's second choice can be very, very valuable. That gives candidates an incentive not simply to talk to or preach to their own choir, but to reach out in the hopes of being acceptable to a broader portion of the electorate. So there are lots of different ideas out there that I think we ought to consider very seriously.
Yeah, I like the rank order one myself. I think that could really talk about an overhaul. What a difference that would make, as you just said. That second spot would be really valuable, and it would change the way people run, frankly.
Yes,
don't
yes,
you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned that December 13th, the congressional agenda. What would some of that include? Some of what we just talked about? Some ideas or more specifics?
Well, look, I mean, I don't want to step over our December 13th story or step on it, but I can tell you in general terms that, you know, that the Congress of the United States has a number of key problems. It's polarized, it's gridlocked, and it has less and less of the kind of argument and deliberation that most Americans want when they send their representatives to Washington. So our proposals are going to address those three key problems with the current Congress. We're going to try to depolarize it. We're going to try to break the gridlock. And we're going to try to increase the amount of public conversation that actually meets decent public standards.
Yeah, I agree with you on the public conversation. Whatever happened to all those town hall meetings?
Which town hall meetings?
The ones that should be, exactly. I mean,
well,
isn't that what
problem,
you do?
The problem is that town hall meetings can go in a number of different directions, as we've learned in recent years, depending on what people at the grassroots want to do with them. And I think that a lot of representatives felt somewhat burned by their experience in 2009 and 2010. That's not a good reason to stop doing them. But the electorate has some responsibilities here, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In 2012, how big is 2012? As you said, in 100 years, we haven't seen that really. And in the 30 plus years that you've been dealing with Washington, we haven't seen the kind of gridlock and all the things that we're talking about. Now, of course, the big focus will be on the presidential aspect of it. But still, 2012 is just a huge year in your eyes in dealing with politics in general. How big is this upcoming election year?
Well, potentially very big. If you imagine, for example, that the Republicans regain the White House and the Senate while retaining control of the House of Representatives, that would produce the mirror image of what happened 4 years ago. And that would have an impact on fiscal policy, the role of government, on the president's health care reform. The list goes on and on. So, yes, I can imagine a number of scenarios where it would turn out to be a very consequential election.
Yeah. Why is it, do you think, that, because I know you can remember these days when somebody could be a Democrat, somebody could be a Republican, somebody could be sick of it all or independent or whatever you want to label them. If we wanted to put a label, that's why I love your group note labels. But you used to be able to have a beer and argue and disagree, but still be friends at the end of the day.
Yeah, I know. And, as I frequently say when people ask me that question, how much time do you have? We're doing radio, not all that much, but you know, let's start with something really basic. Very, very few elected representatives actually live in Washington anymore. You know, they go home to their states and districts, which means that the kind of socializing across party and ideological lines that used to be the staple of Washington life has virtually disappeared. If people fly in on Monday and fly out on Thursday evening, and many of them don't stay in Washington even that long, then people will encounter one another as strangers, not as friends or even acquaintances. And then, another big thing that happened was that political parties of the 1960s and 70s sorted themselves out, and a lot of conservative Democrats migrated to the Republican Party, and a lot of moderate liberal Republicans, particularly in the Northeast, migrated to the Democratic Party. And so the parties are more ideological than they were 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And then a number of things have happened that have really broken down the areas of agreement. In economics, from really Eisenhower on, people were sort of Keynesian. Nixon said, we're all Keynesian now in the early 1970s. And now, of course, you have this ongoing debate between different schools or theories of economics. And in foreign policy, you know, Vietnam blew up a lot and the rubble is still bouncing. The cultural issues that divide the political parties, most of them weren't even publicly discussed 40 years ago. So an enormous amount has changed, both in the dynamics of interpersonal relationships and also the basic political context.
Yeah. Let's hope it changes in the right direction. We'll look forward to what happens December 13th with you guys. Bill Galston, No Labels co-founder and senior fellow at the Brookings Institute. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Say to you, America, artificial or real? I'm talking about Christmas trees, so get your mind out of the gutters. Yes, the poll is on, because we know we keep doing all these political polls, so we thought it'd be fun to take a break in the action, because I think it's lame that people get these artificial trees, and overwhelmingly now, so many of you are emailing me to tell me, yeah, you're getting an artificial tree because you don't want to deal with needles, it's a mess, it's a fire hazard. And frankly, you don't feel like going through the hassle of trying to find a full tree and walking up and down Christmas tree farms and picking one out, or running over to Home Depot or some grocery store where they have trees and trying to find one that doesn't look like a Charlie Brown tree. That is so lame, America. Lame. The tradition of getting the tree, struggling with it. It's on your car. It's sliding off. The kids are giggling. The grandkids are giggling. You're giggling. I don't know. And then you have to put it up and put all the stuff on it. With the artificial one, it's just not the same. It's not the same. Hey, speaking of polls here in America tonight, what would we be if we weren't talking about polls? I am the poll princess after all. Newt Gingrich's most recent, what they're calling positive intensity score of 20, is part of what they do in Gallup. You know, they track that. They just did it. They say it's the highest of any Republican candidate right now. Mitt Romney's score is 9, his lowest of the year. Lowest one of the year. How about that? So I wonder why that is, because really they're tied as front runners at this point. But with the positivity thing, meaning what people think, what they're seeing, that makes sense, right? That's that upward track. And 20 is a high score. So does he hang on? Has Gingrich made his move around that final turn? Maybe. The ones who've dumped the most in that intensity. Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Herman Cain. Herman Cain's still trying to wrestle with, is he dumping out of this thing or not? Obviously, whether some of these allegations are true, aren't true, part of it, they're ambiguous, they're not. Whatever you believe, it's too much to weather. There's no way he's done. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, you know, over here it's a new day. What's the date today now? Is it November what?
November 30th.
You know, a lot of famous people born on November 30th. Mark Twain, Winston Churchill, mm-hmm. G. Gordon Liddy, and Tomas. Yes.
Oh, happy birthday. I knew there was going to, I had a feeling there was going to be a ba-dum-bum to that. Yes. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Listen to the applause. They're excited at the studio.
Ooh.
Woohoo!
Man, I think my intensity rating just went up.
It did.
A question for the Texas listeners of your show. I just want somebody to call in and answer the question, why are Texas governors so stupid? I mean, Perry, again today, he was apparently addressing a bunch of youth, and he says, all right, it's time to go vote this year, so if you're 21 or over, you know, now if you're not 21.
Texas governors, are you saying that George Bush was stupid?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Tomas, that's fighting words. Look, the phone lines are blowing out. Matt can't even scramble to pick them all up at once. All right, that is a pretty dumb comment. You did, hello, 1821, yeah, come on, knock, knock, who's there?
Yeah, I'm feeling feisty today. I don't know, I should be getting old, but I'm feeling feisty. I feel like putting you in the dungeon today. You know why? Because you're getting down on Brother Cain there, okay? and it's just a bunch of people with accusations about his sexual, you know, misconduct. But there are accusations about Barack Obama, but you don't say anything. Why is that, Kate? Huh?
He's president. He's not running for president. Nobody knocked him down when he was running for president. If they could have proved anything, that was the time to serve it up on a platter. And at this point, and listen, at this point, I'm the person who said that I liked a lot of things that Herman Cain said, but why would you keep running if you know you have no chance of winning? It makes no sense. Doesn't matter if we think, okay, well, some of them are true, some of them aren't true, some of this is exaggerated, some of it isn't exaggerated. At this point, it doesn't matter. Perception is reality, baby, and if you can't get the votes, you've got to get off of the boat.
Hey, the first time Ronald Reagan ran, he had no chance. He kept running. The second time, a lot of people said, man, this cowboy's, he's crazy, really, really white ringer, right winger. And guess what? He won. You know, look at Bill Clinton. You know, look at Barack Obama. He was a nobody, you know, in 1 year he became president. So I think, you know, if you
You're not even a Cain backer, you're a Ron Paul guy.
I am for the high truth, baby. For the high truth. You know?
Tomas. Tangled up.
You need to interview Larry Sinclair, girl. Interview Larry Sinclair. Equal opportunity.
Oh, you are the worst.
That's
my Tomas. Listen, I swear, I think you are his press agent. Thanks, Tomas. Happy birthday to you. He had some spiked cake. I'm positive of it. Don in Wyoming, you get to follow up. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate. Happy birthday, Tomas, in Michigan.
Woohoo! Well, he's like 29.
I thought he was going to start a war between those two states or something like that there.
I know.
Don't forget about Lyndon Johnson. You know, he might have something there, Kate. I think Johnson was an idiot. So, see, who all we got now? We have Johnson, Bush and Bush, right? Anybody else from Texas being president yet?
Well, but wait a second. When you say Bush, really, they were New Englanders. Yes, they spent time in Texas, but you got to remember that they were Kenny Bunkport. They were Maine. They were about New England, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, there you have it then, right? I'm just...
That's it.
Anyway, I was reading, watching some stuff or reading today on this still going on at the border there in Pakistan. You heard about the attack this weekend, killed 24 of their soldiers, Pakistanis, and they're pretty upset about it. And
of course.
I mean, that's their own soldiers, and we're supposed to be fighting with them or whatever. But, you know, the problem is, Kate, not only in Afghanistan, but also in Pakistan, you don't know which side people are fighting for. You know, these guys that we've got over in Afghanistan, that troops that we've trained supposedly to help take over the country when we leave, you know, evidently this incursion, it was a called-in airstrike, you know, with the drones, and it was a mixed group of coalition plus Afghanistan soldiers.
Yes, yeah.
And it makes you know if the guy who called in the strike, you know, if he's flipping for the other side, you know. You don't know the infiltration. A lot of the bombings that we had at the bases in Iraq were, you know, soldiers, Iraqi soldiers that were actually, you know, insurgents, you know, infiltrating into it. And, you know, and then the biggest problem has been is just like Vietnam, previous other wars that have dragged on for a long time, when you're not cutting off the enemy's, you know, resources / the places that they can relocate to, you know, and say their safe ground areas and tapping that, then they obviously are able to just keep the war going and or keep the fight going. And Afghanistan or, you know, Pakistan, these Taliban fighters have been, you know, hightailing it over the border there and then backing into Afghanistan to fight it. And they go back into Pakistan. And the problem in Pakistan is probably 2/3 of the people there are anti-American, you know. And so it's just a big mess and everything. And you know, we're talking about pulling out and everything, but, you know, maybe that's what's going to happen, but what are we going to leave behind? That's just the big question I have. What's going to be left behind?
I agree with you. I agree with you. All the blood, sweat, and tears, everything that's gone on in Afghanistan. I mean, look, this is what was bound to happen, unfortunately. I think what we're going to leave is it's going to bounce back to the same old thing. You have an illiterate people that live there that just want to be able to eat, live, and breathe and be left alone, and the Taliban, for whether they're, you know, some members have been knocked out or not, they will continue to do what they do. They'll be able to thrive again, and there's minerals they're talking about that, you know, that they'll be able to mine and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, you're right. This is a mess. This is a huge story. Pakistan has been such a vital land supply route into Afghanistan for the U.S. and the allies that this closed off really cripples it. And you're right, probably sends this everybody packing.
And, you know, and then the thing is, Kate, is that, you know, where are all these equal rights bimbos, you know, women in America, you know, women's rights and all that? You saw how Afghanistan was prior to the United States taking the Taliban out, or at least running them away, the way women were treated there, the way children were treated, slave shops, et cetera. You'd think they'd be up in arms for us to just leave that place the way it was, to where it could go back to the way it was before. You know, I mean, where's their protest at, you know? So all I hear is like, let's just get out of there. And we have been there a long time, Kate. And the question is, you know, maybe they determined there's just no way to win. You know, but at the same time, how do we know they're not going to harbinger the next Bin Laden, the next guy who's got a bunch of money that can, you know, attack the United States? I do know one thing, and I want to be positive on this note in talking about this. I really do believe our FBI and CIA have been doing their job. I think you need to give them a good cheer about that. They've really been doing their job since 2001. We know there was a lot of breakdowns that these guys had been in the United States trained to be pilots, you know, for quite a bit of time, how they weren't found, you know, but every time you turn around and you hear about the CIA or the FBI busting down some
lone wolf terrorists or a bunch of other people. Now, listen, I agree with you. Thanks, Don. I say this a lot. We can attack and criticize a lot of things that go on in government, but I do think that you give credit to the FBI. That's why you have the same FBI director that went from the Bush years into the Obama years, and they're working a lot better with the CIA. But Afghanistan, yeah, we're not solving that riddle in one show. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you won't stop calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, a couple of quick programming notes from all of us here on America Tonight to all of you listening to the show. Don't forget, coming up at the tail end of the week, we are back to the usual schedule on Friday morning, third hour, Nail the Score. Still have a handful of games left in the NFL season. Maybe you'll be a winner. If you nail the score, it's not quite like those folks winning the lottery in Connecticut, but it's probably second or third or fourth to it. Because you have bragging rights. You get some cool prizes, and it would be perfect timing right before Christmas. Also, weigh in on artificial or real. What kind of Christmas tree do you put up in your house? I have struck a chord here. I have hit a sore note with some of you men listening to ATN who don't like struggling with the Christmas tree. You feel like you just get hassled. I got this note from Billy B who says, you know what, Kate, here's the problem with the Christmas tree. I have to have so much eggnog just to enjoy it. My wife is a wonderful woman, except for she is a nag during Christmas, constantly asking me to straighten the tree, water the tree, crawl underneath the tree, move the presents, rearrange them, and fix the ornaments. I hate real Christmas trees. Bah humbug. I love that note. His wife's cool, except for at Christmas, and then he's got to have a whole bunch of eggnog.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Oh, yeah. That's probably really, really spiked eggnog, too. I mean, I understand. Who wants a crooked Christmas tree, after all? Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate. Yeah, I agree with Tomas there about your good Texas governors.
So. That they're dumb?
Oh, stupid.
Are they not smarter than a fifth grader?
I doubt it.
Where are all the Texans? Coming out here to defend these people from Illinois and Michigan, calling out Texas governors?
Well, just look at them. I don't need to say any more.
Okay.
Herman Cain, he's going to have cold pizza for Christmas. This woman produced her cell phone bill and had 61 phone calls on it. Herman Cain, in 1 month. How's he going to explain that to his wife?
No, I agree with you.
One of the reporters called that number, and Herman Cain is a private phone just for him. So right there is, I don't know what more you could say. You know, he's
yeah, that's a, listen, it's a smoking gun. There's no question.
Yeah.
I said this earlier, that Ginger White, from somebody I knew, had a reputable character, and wasn't making anything up, and that... that she came forward, and what's the gain to her? There isn't a gain, and that she had proof, and you just said it. There was one of the things. We mentioned this before, the cell phone records, and she also had tweets and other things. So, listen, he's going to dump out.
Oh, he's going to, because his financing almost dried up now.
Yeah, now who's going to support? Why would you support him if you know he's not electable? That's the thing.
Yeah, his campaign fund just... almost went to zero, so
right.
He's done for. And he's not going to spend his pizza money on that because he's going to have to have it to his old lady and she gets done with him.
Yeah, she may end up with that proverbial divorce decree and half of whatever.
Oh, yeah. She's been married that long. She gets a title of half of anything.
43 years.
Oh, man. She'll
it's
be
a long time.
Pizza queen.
Pizza queen.
But you've been following that story in Florida, that woman's been missing, 3 kids.
Yes.
Was on that
terrible
TV show. She disappeared the next day.
Yeah, she was on...
They
haven't found her. She was on... What's that television show? She was on the one of the judge
shows.
She was
on the People's Court.
People's Court, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
I know Nancy Grace was on...
I love it when you bring up Nancy Grace.
She said they've found a body in the lake, but close to the car, her car. I never heard any more since then.
No, there's nothing but question marks with this woman. What happened there? I mean, it's strange.
Yeah.
They don't know. I mean, I think obviously they're going to find out, who knows what kind of details are going to drop out, when it's all said and done. But, I think it's very odd that she made that television appearance on the People's Court and then disappears the next day. Exactly. So there's got to be something there. There's got to be something to that. So what happened? We don't know.
Yeah, like I said, Nancy Grace reported that he found a body at the lake next to her car, and I haven't heard anything today or anything on the news about it, so...
No, there's nothing new. There's nothing new that I know. There's nothing new that I've heard. Mm-mm.
I don't know who the body is in.
Yeah, crazy.
This guy in Detroit, you watched Thursday game, Turkey Day.
Yes.
What's his name? Monica Sudi or Sunni?
Yeah,
or
he
whatever.
Got fined. He got fined.
Yeah,
I forget what the fine was, but he got fined.
Did he get suspended for any games or anything?
He got suspended for a couple of games, too, yeah.
2 games.
Yeah, that was weird. It looked like, I mean, he definitely stepped on him. He definitely pushed.
Oh, yeah. He stepped
on purpose. It was a 2-game suspension, and he's appealing it. He's appealing the suspension, saying he was trying to kind of get free, but there's no question. You see that video re-racked. Yeah, he wasn't trying to. He was stepping on him.
He was free, and he took his foot and stomped on him.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody holding on to him. On purpose. He's been notorious doing that. Or so.
Yeah, I mean, here's a guy, he's an incredible defensive tackle, but there's no question he has a hot head, and the NFL isn't going to put up with those shenanigans. They're pretty quick on the trigger with fines, so he's barred from practice and all that other stuff, and he's not, he's gone for two games. And if they reject this appeal, so, you know, here the Lions are scrambling because now they're 7-4, so they're in a wild card race, so he's hurt his team.
I haven't heard what happened. I just wondered.
Yeah.
That's the sentence they got.
Yeah, he might be one of the NFL's dirtiest players.
Yeah, he is. I've been reading a lot of comments. People have been talking about it. But this ain't the first time he does stuff like that.
Yeah, no.
He's in a lot of trouble. So.
Yeah, I agree. All right, my friend. Keep two hands on the wheel.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you?
Lovely.
Lovely? I love that. You're coming up with a new phrase for 2012, and I'm coming up with a new saying, too. I'm not. If you don't say lovely anymore, I'm not going to say flip side.
Oh, you got me. You got me.
Oh, listen, I say flip side all the time. I'm not going to say it anymore. You're not saying in 2012. We can do it until the end of the year, but then those two phrases are gone.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'm coming up. I'm thinking about a new one for 2012 because remember last year was simply fantastic.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Do you remember a offensive lineman who I think he played with the St. Louis Cardinals who was also a pretty dirty football player, Conrad Dobler?
Oh, you're going way back in the way back machine. Yes.
Oh yeah, he was also like. He wasn't one of those who got suspended. He would just get a lot of unnecessary roughness. I mean, he put his hand underneath guys, in their faces, you know, in their faces, not the face mask and stuff like that. So because you just back, you know, brought up that guy from Detroit. So I'm just wondering if you remember Conrad Dobler. So that's why.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. He was. You know, you go back with him. He's a guy who played in the 70s. I think he retired in the early 80s he played a long time ago, but yeah, they still show footage of him sometimes when they talk about all time, mean teams. He was very aggressive. I mean, he punched Mean Joe Green. He spit on somebody. He kicked somebody in the head. Yeah. Cause he was part of, you know how I know him? The way I got to know him was because he was part of those commercials. Remember the Taste Great, Less Filling commercials, all that kind of stuff. They used to make jokes about that, and he was part of that. But, boy, thanks, Sam, we're out of time. Joe, I'm glad you brought up Dobler. He's a guy, too, that because he was also so rough, he was a target. And he had, like, 9 knee replacements or something like that, and he's had all kinds of surgeries. I mean, just terrible because he played all out. He was like a Mack truck, but it's tough to bounce back from that, I think, when you're out there on the field.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?